Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live and in color from all over the world. We're coming from New York, from Atlanta, from Chi-Town. You got it going on. Let me introduce some of the hosts. My name is Glenn Greenidge, and I'm out of Jamaica, New York. We've got Jill. Welcome to the call.
Good evening, everybody.
Jill. Okay. And then we've got Henrietta from Chi-Town.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
And then we got Mr. Jerry from Brooklyn, New York.
Peace to everybody.
All right, all right, all right. We got a real interesting show for you tonight. We're going to be talking about manifesting, religious manifestation, law of attraction, positive thinking, creative visualization. We're going to be coming at you about being powerful with yourself, with your family, with the people around you, at work, wherever it could be. So anyway, with that, without a further ado, let me bring it to the declaration. Henrietta, you going to do the declaration?
Yes, I'll do the declaration.
Okay. We'll start it off.
Okay. The declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our communities, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, May 15th, 2011. A moment of silence, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Henrietta. Thank you, thank you, thank you for bringing us home with that declaration. And that's what we're here to do tonight is, this is the International Black Summit, and this is our talk show every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. And what we're going to do is talk and have conversations of empowerment for our community and for ourselves. On that note, I'm going to bring you to Mr. Jerry, and he's going to give us the Kwanzaa principle, which is something that Mr. Thomas is, Mr. MVP, Jerry Thomas, has brought to us and has kept it alive, so that Kwanzaa, we celebrate Kwanzaa every Sunday of the year. Jerry.
Okay. I'm going to throw an extra special principle for tonight of the show. And the first one is Omota. Omota, parentheses, means unity, to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And usually on our show, I always read one principle that's connected to the show, but I'm going to throw a bonus tonight because it's very essential of the show. And this one is Nia, in parentheses means purpose. It means to make our collective vocation the and development of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Back at you, my brother.
I like that.
Excellent. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we're here to bring you titillating conversation around empowerment and really getting yourself out of the way so that you can empower yourself and the people around you. I'm going to start off with Ms. Henrietta Berg.
Okay. And good evening again. When I think about power, I think about, you know me, I'm always in the metaphysics of it. And metaphysically, when we look at power, we look at the idea of power in the mind of God. You know, power is an idea in the mind of God that means the ability or the authority to do something, you know, to be something, to accomplish. And so when I think about that, the power has been placed inside of us, that when we arrived here, we had all the power that we would ever need. We just sometimes forget that we have it, or we're just unaware that it's there. Maybe we've never been told that we have everything we need inside of us, that our ability to do is based on our willing to do. You know, so now let's say we never heard this before this moment. And now I say we have the power within us to do whatever it is that we want to do, that we desire to do. And in order for us to do that, one of the things, one of the tools that we have also been given to bring forth this power is our creative ability, or our ability to create visually. So I'll give it back to you, Glenn, at that point, at this point, and so you can share, you know, your information about creative visualization.
Well, thank you, Henrietta. You know, that's great because the Bible is great because the Bible speaks about the Word, and the Word is the way of speaking something into existence. But another way of also creating the future or manifesting things is really to create it in your mind, create that vision in your mind. So we've just talked about speaking it into existence. Creative visualization is about looking at it or imagining it. And if you want to look at just the definition of creative visualization, it refers to the practice of seeking to affect the outer world via changing one's thoughts. So creative visualization is the basic technique underlying positive thinking and is frequently used by athletes to enhance their performance. And so what we're talking about is that you have a project, or you have a workplace, or you have a relationship that you want to create and to manifest. And so the thing for you to do is for you to visualize that what you want in the relationship and have it manifest based on your visualization, based on your bringing that up over and over again. So you've got the opportunity to think those thoughts and go back to that visualization to be able to refresh your mind, body, and soul around that, and your spirit around that. Henrietta talked about speaking it into existence and creating the word that would have it deliver and have it be delivered like a declaration. So one of the things that we read from the International Black Summit was our declaration of who we say the world to be. So a declaration is another way to speak it into the world. So with that, I'm going to actually pass the baton, and I'm going to pass the baton to Jerry. We talked a little bit about creative visualization and has its roots in positive thinking. So I'm going to have Jerry talk a little bit about positive thinking. And we see you out there in the world, and we're going to give you an opportunity to speak in a little in a couple of minutes after we go through a little bit more. Go ahead, Jerry.
Positive thinking, I was like reading this book, and I'm going to read some of it, what I got from the book, and then I'm going to visualize, and I'm going to put in context of live examples. It says, believe in yourself, have faith in your ability, without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be succeed. A sense of inferiority and inadequate inference with the attainment of your hopes. But self-confidence leads to self-realization and successful achievements because of the importance of this mental attitude will help you believe in yourself and release your inner powers. And by certain examples, we see about President Obama, about the certain conditions that he had to deal with. So he had to have really positive thinking and self-confidence to see it and to achieve it. And when it says, but reasonable confidence of your own power, sometimes that us as people of color, sometimes we don't believe in our own power. Sometimes we don't believe in God that he can still, in these powers, that we can overcome anything. And I know I find myself that I rely on certain things when Henrietta was talking about a few minutes ago. And I really interacts of being developing positive thinking. And to me, I know for me, my life has changed because I'm eating better. I surrounded my people with greatness. That I'm talking about my second family, International Black Summit, and then they instill in me, National Black Summit instill in me of greatness that whatever I put in that space, it's going to be great. So y'all want me to accept, and that's part of you. Better have to be positive. You had to be self confident. There's a certain way you got to walk with that swag. You know when you got it. And you know you can pass it on. And that's the beautiful thing about that. You have to have, again, you got to have faith of your own abilities.
Absolutely.
Never use track of that. At you, Glenn.
Absolutely. Very good. Excellent. So we've talked about three different ways of accessing or harnessing the power within you. And we've got one other piece that Jill's going to present to us, and that's the law of attraction. And, you listen out for yourself. And tonight's show is really about you listening for what you can hear and what you can have. and I invite you to have it like, have it be like a pair of shoes. You try it on and see if it fits. Because there's some interesting concepts here. Maybe you can use all of them. Maybe you have a favorite out of the selection. But it's something that that you can use as a tool to harness and access the powerfulness that you have in yourself. Jill, law of attraction for us.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. Good evening, everyone. And again, if you have a comment, you can press 1 and we will acknowledge you. Now, the law of attraction, I'm just going to read a little something and give 3 tips on how you can access the law of attraction if you don't already know. The law of attraction is a metaphysical new thought belief that like attracts like, that positive and negative thinking bring about positive and negative physical results. According to the law of attraction, the phrase, I need more money, allows the subject to continue to need more money. If the subject, meaning you or I, want to change this, your thought would change, and the goal is having more money rather than the problem needing more money. This, and it says here, this might take the form or phrase such as, I have as much money as I need, or I have a job that pays very well. So in a nutshell, the law of attraction, of course, is in alignment with positive thinking. The law of attraction is in alignment with what and how we feel about ourselves, and based on what and how we feel about ourselves is how we view the community, how we view situations, how we view individuals. Now, it says here it's a metaphysical new thought, but really, the law of attraction, it's been within us for years, for centuries. It's just a matter of accessing that power within us and making it into a practice, making it into a habit so that it can continue to be a way of life. Now, in regards to, I found these 3 tips, and it's the law of attraction tips. And you can find this at reviewsbypatrick.com. And the first tip is know clearly what you want. The most important thing is to write down your goal. Visualize yourself being in that goal. It's like with the International Black Summit, when we talk about our vision, we don't see a vision, or I don't see my vision as far away somewhere out there. I am in my vision. I am currently living in my vision. So when you currently view yourself and see yourself within your vision, things will manifest and things will occur for you the way they should be. You'll be in alignment with what you need in order to succeed in your vision. The second tip is notice and release negative emotions. Now, to be honest, that's with anything in life. But if you can release negative emotions, if you can release those negative emotions, if I can release negative emotions, if I can remove myself and just be clear and in alignment with what my goals are, they will be achieved. And then the third is commit to your goal until you achieve it. It's all about seeing it through, following through on everything that you see. And, for instance, if you are into creating a visualization board, that stuff really does work. Put pictures up, slogans, little sayings. If you see that every day and you believe in it, it will occur. It will happen. And you will be, things will attract. The things that are supposed to attract to your vision will come to your vision, will come to your, and you'll meet your goals. Back to you, Glenn.
Very good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So we've given you a couple of different slices of this conversation. The International Black Summit is about people of Black African descent coming together to look at fulfilling on their vision. They're looking for like-minded folks who share a vision of the of our community being magnificent and being fulfilled and fulfilling others. So it really speaks to the conversation of who we are at the International Black Summit. I'm going to, it's actually, okay, so what I want to do right now, I want Jill why don't you give us the announcements and different events that we're having around the country.
Okay. All right. We have, let's see, May 21st, we have three activities going on. And, again, you can find all this information at www.blacksummit.org. For New York, there's International Black Summit Prerequisite Course, and that's going to be May 20th. Let's see, in Wilmington, Delaware, there's going to be a share. It's going to be at Evelyn Soul Food. And on May 21st in Atlanta, Georgia, we will have a share, and it's going to be Colony Square. Again, all of that information, phone numbers. Oh, and then there is a prerequisite in Chicago on June 4th, and that's going to be at TNT Foods. And then we have an Atlanta prerequisite course at Colony Square again on June 25th. And then, of course, our annual summit, which I am so excited, all of us are so excited about, is going to be in Chicago, and that will be August 4th to the 7th. If you want to register, you can go to www.blacksummit.org. Back to you, Glenn.
Great, great. And I just want to let you all know that we've got that what the difference is. So we have a prerequisite, and a prerequisite is really a standalone course where we introduce to you tools that you can use to empower your life, empower the projects that you're working on, empower you to fulfill on your vision. And the Summit Share is an opportunity for you to kind of like come down and kind of break bread with us and find out who we are and what we're up to and the kinds of things that we're working on and doing. So it's an opportunity to find out who we are and what we're about and to see if that's something that you want to engage in further. So it's a way to get your questions answered and the conversation satisfied in terms of what, you know, what the International Black Summit is and what it can provide. Again, we've got an opportunity to raise your hand by pressing 1, and we'd like to hear from you all. We've got a couple folks in the chat room, so if we've got a couple lines available. So if you'd like to, you can call in at 347-776-7817 and press 1 to come on here, and you can ask any questions or any comments that you have. And, of course, we've got lots of information at our website, www.blacksummit.org.
Okay, Glenn.
Glenn. Go ahead, Henrietta.
Excuse me. I just wanted to say two things. There's another number that might show up on the website, 646-7169-827. You can use that number also, 646-7169-827 if you're listening over the web. And Chicago is having a summit share this Saturday, May 21st at 3 p.m. So we really want to get the people in Chicago out this Saturday so you can learn about the summit and see what's going on and be ready for the prerequisite course in June. So the summit share is at 3 p.m. this Saturday at TNT Foods, 3824 South Morgan, 3824 South Morgan at TNT Foods from 3 until 5. Thank you, Glenn.
So tell your friends, tell your family, come on down, break some bread, have some fun, because the summit folks in Chicago are some good folks. They're all over, good folks all over the place, but they're especially good folks in Chicago. Just want you to know that.
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Good people of Chicago. So, don't see any hands out, so if you'd like to, this is your opportunity, if you'd like to share or let us know what your favorite manifestation is. If you like positive thinking, if you like creative visualization, if you like religious manifestation, or if you enjoy the law of attraction, let us know which one that you're working with and you find useful in your life. So you can press one to speak to us about that. Henrietta, I'm going to come back to you.
Okay.
Anything else that you want to say around religious manifestation?
Yeah, you know, like for some people, it's a trinity. You know, like in most
okay. mm-hmm.
in most Christian belief systems, we know the Trinity to be Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In New
mm-hmm.
Thought, it is the same thing, but it has different words to it. Mind, idea, and expression. So first there's the mind, then there's an idea that comes to mind, and then that expression, you know, that idea is developed and then it is expressed. So you're bringing something from the invisible to the visible. Or as Jill talked about the law of attraction, you set your mind a particular way and you focus, as Jerry talked about with the visualization, you visualize what it is that you want and you can visualize it in your mind. And oftentimes people will create vision boards where they cut out pictures and or take pictures of themselves and put it next to the kind of car they want or the kind of house they want or however much money they want to make. They'll write a check and have that check written to them for a certain amount of money, and they put it on a poster board like we do our science projects, you know, whatever, and we put it somewhere where we can see it because it reminds us of what we want to focus on, and it keeps us from thinking about the things that we don't want and keeps us focused on what we do want. It's also called the law of mind action. Because whatever is placed in your mind, God has given us the ability to choose. And whatever we choose to focus on in our mind is what we bring about. So it's like we are the thinkers. We think the thoughts. We make the things. So it's we are the thinker that makes the thought, that thinks the thought, that makes the thing. So if you think about how powerful you are, the fact that we have been given authority and dominion over everything in our lives, we are to be able to bring forth whatever we choose to bring forth. Let me use a real-time example, okay? Sometimes we are given ideas that we don't even realize we are developing those ideas. We just know we have a desire to bring it forth. Somewhere we'll ask for something like, I want to be more expressive, or I want to be more involved in my community, or I would like to be more than I'm being. And we'll be guided to do a particular thing or go somewhere. And when we do that thing or go that place, we run into somebody that it appears that it's like happenstance or God, that was a coincidence. And with God, there are no coincidences. When you ask for something, God or the universe or divine mind or whoever it is you believe is in charge of your life sets it up for you to have it. It says, ask and you shall be given. So let's take one of our talk show hosts, for instance, Jerry. If you've been listening to us for any period of time, you've heard Jerry's story. Someone told him to call the talk show. Jerry has been with this talk show less than 2 years, all right? But Jerry had a desire in his heart, to be what he considered a greater contribution to his community. He was already a contribution to his community, but he wanted to be on a greater level. So he asked in his prayer work or during his meditation time, and someone had him call the talk show. Jerry focused on this talk show for, I think it was about 3 or 4 months. And after about a month, the host, who at that particular time was Clara, Glenn, Chakaysha, and myself, we noticed that there was this man named Jerry on the talk show every Sunday. So we started, we became interested in this Jerry person who was always on the show. Now, I'm just showing you, giving you an example of how the law of attraction works. We're always looking for someone to someone else to join the show so that the show can evolve. So we're always asking for different people from different areas to come on the show. While we're looking for that, Jerry, who doesn't know us or anything about us, he wants to be greater in his community. Well, we're all about community. Somebody who I still don't know who that was tells him to call the show. And he calls the show, and the next thing you know, Jerry is a major part of his community, of the International Black Summer community. He focused on what he wanted. He visualized himself being a talk show host. And Jerry, in less than 6 months, was a talk show host, simply because every Sunday, that's where his focus was. That's what he thought about. That's what he was interested in. He questioned us. And we, for the first time, I mean, that wasn't our practice to bring somebody into the talk show team who had never even done the summit. Jerry started doing the summit on the talk show. It expanded the talk show because then the talk show became a place where people could actually do the summit, you know, be in that summit conversation. And so this is just an example of the law of attraction that Jill was talking about and the creative visualization that Glenn was talking, you know, Glenn was talking about earlier, and the positive thinking. Now, another example that we have, and I'll defer this to Jill if she chooses, but there was a conversation that we had with Jill about positive thinking when it came to something that she was dealing with. And she started thinking positive about this particular situation. And this was before Christmas. And we just were in, Glenn and I were in a conversation with Jill about it, just a suggestion for her to change her thinking around a particular situation. So Jill started focusing her attention on what she wanted rather than what she didn't want. She had been thinking about what she didn't want. And it was a total turnaround. So when we talk about our having the power, that the power for us to accomplish and to have authority and dominion over our lives, we have two great examples in our host team on the talk show, Glenn, which is Jerry and Jill, our two newest talk show hosts. Glenn, back to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, if you'd like to comment or share your opinion, press one and we'll acknowledge you and bring you on to the show. But I just wanted to say just a couple of quick things. And one of the things that I get clear about and know about is that you can't do things on your own, and you need support, and you need people who are like-minded, who are positive thinking, who are powerful people who can demonstrate and make declarations around their life and have their life show up in that way. So, you know, so what I'm pointing to is there's support available in the International Black Summit for you to engage in the conversations that you're up to. And we have people, as you can see from the host team, all over the world, all over the country. One of our host team members was hanging out in Japan for a while. She's back in the United States. But we literally have people from Kenya, from Ghana, from the West Indies, literally all over the world coming into this conversation. Looks like we've got a caller on line 347-841. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Yes, good evening, Glenn, Henrietta, Jill, and whoever else is on the line. I don't know whether Jerry's on the line, but and whoever else that I don't know that's on there, I want to say good evening. And it's a pleasure to hear the innovation and the wisdom of what's of the definition of power and just being and creativity in, you know, what your visions are and going after it. Now, I have a different take on what power is because the four qualities I know of in the Bible of God are in this order, love, you know. In order for you to have some type of power and creativity, you have to love what you're about, love what you're going to put out there, love the reception you're going to get, and love to be in it to get it. Wisdom, be wise enough to be around those who are not negative thinkers. You know, we all would make mistakes when we were coming up as children and whatnot, and we continue to make mistakes as adults, but we get wiser. You know, keep our minds open, which will make us wiser because we have a lot of knowledge. The wisdom is putting your knowledge to work. Justice. Now, with this love and this wisdom, then isn't it just for you to have the power that you desire? And so, and then you, the last one that's mentioned is power. So without those three, you can't have, not have any power. So that's my take on it from a biblical standpoint. And I've applied that in my life. Even through trials that I've gone through or, you know, some kind of pitfalls that you come to, you know, it's a pitfall. I'm not down buried 6 feet under. I call it a pit. And, you know, cherries have pits, but there's some sweetness around, you know, the cherry part. And you just discard the pit and you eat the sweetness. And to me, this is how I have been able to survive things that and situations by that positive, that wisdom, that knowledge, you know, and, you know, being around people that are wise and who are not afraid to tell you when you're looking in the wrong direction or looking at you like, oh, is you crazy? Are you crazy? What are you thinking? Instead of me getting offended by it, I'm like, well, come on now. For them to say that to me, I have to check myself, you know, and that's what you call love. You see somebody, you're not going to be afraid. Like, I don't know how to take it. Love will compel you to tell them what's going on. Okay, and that's what I, you know, and you know how compelled I am with this conversation. You hear it in my voice. I just had to say something. I had to contribute something because it's so compelling.
Well, thank you. Thank you, because one of the underlying things, and I believe, in this whole world of transformation, and I believe all of creative visualization, religious manifestation, law of attraction, and positive thinking, is the root of it is love. Love for thyself, love for other man, you know, other person, community. Outside of ourselves. So you're absolutely right. Love is the catalyst. And Deepak Chopra talks about it quite a bit. He talks about love as being the access point to all true transformation. And I believe that when you look at it, love is in all these aspects that we're talking about. Absolutely, love is a key component of that, and you can't love somebody else until you love yourself and appreciate who you are and what you're up to. So, absolutely, thank you for sharing that. I want to go back to Jerry a little bit and the conversation of positive thinking. Anything else that you'd like to contribute or add to this conversation? Joe, you there? Might be on mute. Okay. I'm actually going to go back then to Jill. Anything else you'd like to add around the law of attraction in this conversation?
Yes, just that, you know, it's interesting how they all, everything that we've discussed tonight, it's all in alignment in regards to a way of thinking. And the whole point of attracting or thinking positive, doing your visualization boards, things that you know will get you closer to what you would like to do or what your vision is, and reaching success. A lot of times, this is what I heard a couple of weeks ago, people are afraid, not of the fear of doing it, but people are afraid of the success that can come with doing it. And I find, speaking for myself, I found myself in that thought, in that frame of thought, frame of mind, in some things that I've been working on education-wise, creating my own business. Just, I find myself like, wow, like I know I can do this and I know I will be successful. And so why am I not doing it? What is holding me back? And it could be just that simple. I'm afraid of the success, but I'm not going to stand in that space anymore. I'm just going to go and do what I feel I need to do, and at least I could say I tried. So the positive thinking is powerful. It is powerful, and it does work. Back to you, Glenn.
Absolutely. That's beautiful because you brought up something that I think as human beings we really bump up against. And bumping up is one of the distinctions that we use in the International Black Summit, as well as alignment. But when you bump up against something, you begin to see where you are, where it exists, and where the resistance is. And fear is one of those things that we as a human being bump up against in our day-to-day. We are fearful. And that fear can stop us from doing the things that we're committed to doing. So, again, creative visualization, positive thinking, manifestation, law of attraction, all of those things are things to work you through your fears, to allow you, these are all tools. And, again, what we're providing at the International Black Summit are a set of tools for you to use to empower yourself, to get yourself back on track when you're riding your bicycle and you fall down. The opportunity and the fear that had you fall down, you have to overcome that and to get back on the bicycle or back on the horse or back on whatever that thing is that you've taken a tumble. And you get back up, and you bring yourself, put yourself back together, and you declare what is going to happen to move forward in this moment. And so very powerful, that's a very powerful way of being and a very powerful way of living your life. Because let's face it, the people who are changing the world are the people who are bold enough to say, I am and I will do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, and I say, so this is my declaration about who we are as a people. We are the leaders and the movers and the shakers of our community, unrealized. So the opportunity is for us to realize that power and get in touch with the presence of who we are and the opportunity and the thoughts. Because we've got magnificent thoughts and we've got magnificent ideas and we've got a magnificent culture. And so the opportunity is for us to really take that to a whole nother level. So I've said a whole lot. So I want to hear from somebody, one of the other hosts around that, and or if you'd like to get on the air, press 1, and we'll acknowledge you as well.
Hey, this is Jerry.
Oh, okay.
No, ladies first.
Okay. I would just like to say that this is such a good show to me. You know, this is just the ultimate kind of show that I love because it covers so many things. It covers our religions. Excuse me. It also covers our spiritual beliefs. And it gives us as individuals an opportunity to try something different. You know,
yes.
Sometimes, like Jill said, we're so afraid to succeed because we'll leave our family or our loved ones behind. Well, we won't be able to hang out with the same people if we are successful. You know, I heard this analogy today. One of the ministers said, he said, you know, life is like baseball. He said, we all get base hits all through life. He said, and sometimes we get to first base and we stay there and we wait for somebody else to bring us home. He said, but in actuality, in reality, we were born on third base. We were born with everything God gave us, everything that it took to get a triple. And when we get to third base, if we focus, if we are prepared, if we're not concerned about what anybody else is doing on the other bases or even what the batter is doing, we set our goals to steal home, all right? He said if we are focused on that place, we understand we may be able to run in, we may have to slide. So whatever it is that we have to do, we're prepared to do it, we will get to home plate. And the coach, he was saying, the coach who is spirit or who is God in some instance or whoever it is that you believe in is your coach. Like your third base coach, who's always telling you all these different ways for you to do it. If you are focused, if you are visualizing yourself getting home, making that run, then you will do it. If you're focused on what everybody else is doing, you're complaining, if you're spending all of your time thinking about what you don't want rather than focusing on what you do want, you'll be right there until somebody calls you out.
Great analogy. Love that. Love that. Jerry, you have something to say?
Hello?
Jerry?
Yeah. The one thing I'm going to make a nice and short so we can get more calls in before the show's out. There's someone in the space that I'm in. In the conversation, isn't about some of the questions that I'm bumping into. It talks about power to me in the space, and it goes like this. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, aboundance, responsibility, unity, integrity, with the possibility of being. That would mean that we have to have faith in your abilities, part of it. And also, we got to have it leads to self-realization and successful achievements. So part of that we have to have power within ourselves. And we have to acknowledge the power, the one who gives us the power is God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that's the only way. He's the only way I can talk for me, that he had me develop the big eye. Because I don't want to be no little eye. I want to be greater than that. I want to be greater, not in the community that where I live in. I want to be the greater in our community globally. And, you know, you got to develop the power, and you have to understand where that power come from, that self-generates when it talks about decoration. Yes, we self-generate it, but it comes from God. And that's all I want to share. Back at you, Glenn.
Yeah, awesome. Because self-generation is really about you getting out of your seat and making it happen and not waiting. You're sitting, you're on third base, not first base, waiting to happen. There's a book I'm going to share with you guys. It's called Ask and It Is Given by the Hickses. It's Robert Hicks, and I forget his wife's name. But they wrote the book, and they have a conversation that they channel called Abraham. So you might have heard of Abraham or the Hickses. But anyway, in the book, Ask and It Is Given, it's talk about knowing your direction. And so, for example, you're in Chicago, and you want to get to Phoenix. And you start off in that direction, and sometimes what happens is that you lose your way, you lose your direction, and now you're facing back to Chicago. And the opportunity is for you to keep checking to see, are you headed in the right direction? Because if you don't check and you're facing back to Chicago, the next few steps or the steps that you take are going to take you away from your goal and not to your goal. So we have to be conscious in our looking, in our thinking, in our being. You know, again, remember the power within, the beingness, to be able to reference, am I facing in the right direction before I take this next step? And you look back, you get back on track, and you reposition yourself. You know, just like a lot of us have the GPSs, so sometimes you take a wrong turn. And so it has to reposition itself and redirect you back to the direction that you're going, back into that direction of Phoenix, so that you can complete your task. So I just wanted to leave that thought and that comment with you. We've got caller 347-841. We've got a few minutes left. So go ahead, you're live on the air.
Well, yes, this is Ray again. I just wanted to just say something real quick, because I know it's only a few minutes. You have to make the announcements, get off the air and stuff. The other thing that, because I look at everything from, I try to view everything from God's viewpoint, the way he would view things, by the guidelines that he sets forth in his word, the Bible. And one of the things with fear, in the Bible it says, fear of man is what lays a snare. So that means that if we fear anybody who, you know, or fear success because man says we won't succeed, or a man says that once you succeed, how are you going to deal with it? Then that's a snare right there. So I find that following the guidelines in the Bible, and we are all made in God's image, I believe, is that is the key to success also.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that. You know, one of the things that comes to mind that is so, I guess appropriate is the word. You know, when you look at the International Black Summit and you look at who we are as a people, you know, and what we're up to, you know, we come from all walks of life, different lifestyles, you know, different ways of being. But we all come together with a commitment to fulfill on the vision of the summit. And the vision of the summit is really to provide an opportunity for all of the participants to realize their vision. So, I mean, you know, when you look at what is the purpose and why are we here on a Sunday night on the International Black Summit Talk Show Network having a conversation about the power within? We're having that conversation because we're committed to something bigger than ourselves, something outside of ourselves. And that's the conversation that we're offering up to you to engage yourself in a body and group of people who are in a conversation of empowerment and movement and, you know, positive thinking, thought-altering conversations that empower our community. So, I mean, really, that's the bottom line I wanted to point to. That's why we're here tonight. So that's why this conversation is so rich tonight. I want to give the host an opportunity to speak before we get off. So I'm going to go, Henrietta, anything you'd like to add?
I think I'm good. I guess probably piggyback on what a little bit on what Ray said is, whoever, whatever sacred book you read, whether it's the Quran or the Bible or whatever your belief system is, if you believe that the one that created you has given you everything you need to sustain you, that you can take control of the power that has been placed inside of you, and you can accomplish whatever it is that you desire.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Jill?
Just in the declaration, it talks about unpredictable results, and that's something that stands out for me. It's unpredictable results, and just knowing that anything can happen in your life if you believe in it and if you see it. And that's something that I think about constantly, is that term right there, part of the Declaration of the International Black Summit of Unpredictable Results. Back to you, Glenn.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Jerry?
I know for me that when I was in the prerequisite, when I left, when I was so enjoyed that me and Jill did the prerequisite together, I had in my mind that I'm going to create my own show, a conference call show named JTMVP Finger 5L. And I see it, I visualize it, and a month later, I create it, and it's still happening. So no matter what, you know, if anybody listens, let's take these tools in our community and let's use it to better our community. And just remember that we all have the power to make the change in our life and improve our vision. Back at you, Glenn.
Very good. Jerry, give us the oxygen room. We're going to have the oxygen room from when we get off air from 9 to 9:30. So if you've got any additional comments or questions about the International Black Summit, we can take those offline, or if you just like to have a conversation offline. Jerry?
Okay. That number is 218-862-6420. PIN number is 797-4834-pound.
Give it one more time, please.
218-862-6420. PIN number is 797-4834-pound.
Very good. Thank you. Well, this has been a very, as I said in the beginning, it was going to be a titillating call, titillating show. It definitely has been all of that. I thank you all for your participation. I thank the hosts for their research and their diligence in providing an opportunity to engage in the conversation, the power within. Law of attraction, religious manifestation, positive thinking, and creative visualization. Again, the power is within. I think that we really hit home on that conversation. And on that note, we wish you well. Come back again. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, www.blacksummit.org. Love you and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.